Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. Have you ever had those moments, times, where you feel like you've been at your computer for hours and trying to sort through a very specific conundrum or problem or plan, working on a very specific project? It usually involves at least 15 tabs open. And you're going to get to the end of that like work stint, and you're like, why does my brain hurt so much? Like, these tasks that we have in our business that just feel like they take so much true brain power. And I've just finished up one of those tasks, and I was like, I truly wonder, like, how many calories did my brain just burn trying to focus so much, trying to sit there with like undistracted, full attention on this particular project. And it really got me thinking, because one thing that I have become really good at is learning lots of different productivity hacks, because I think it's very unique that us as creative entrepreneurs, us as floral designers that run businesses, or if you're not a floral designer and you're a photographer, cake maker, designer in some capacity, the fact that we actually need to call on, there are times where we need to call on both our left brain and our right brain. And I don't hear people talk about this much anymore, but I do know there was that time in the kind of entrepreneurial space, personal development space, where people talked a lot about left brain, right brain. And are you a left brain person? Are you a right brain person? And I had to Google this because I couldn't remember, although now in hindsight it makes sense, because your left brain is considered the logical side of your brain, and the right brain is considered your creative side of your brain. And what's so interesting is that as business owners, as creative entrepreneurs, we have to do both. So we have to be both creative and logical. And there are going to be projects that we work on in our business that are both left brain and right brain heavy. So it makes for sometimes a very challenging, very onerous, very much like I need to use all parts of my brain to be able to get this happening, to get this done. And I thought, you know what? I know I'm not going to be the only one. I know I'm not going to be the only person on the planet who's like, hey, this is a thing. This is a very real part. This is a very real challenge that we have as creative entrepreneurs. And I thought I would just do a podcast to share with you the 10 productivity shortcuts that will truly, like for me, it's like I rely on these shortcuts in some capacity every single week as a business owner and as a human being. And it's really about reclaiming your time, streamlining your workflow, and like truly by definition, setting yourself up for success so that you can focus on what you do best, so that you can not have to spend so much time at your computer, and so that you can really rely on some tools that will help you perform at your best in your business. So if at any point in time you're feeling overwhelmed with an endless to-do list, or you're feeling really distracted, these are kind of the 10 tools that I rely on, and you definitely don't need to use all 10. Part of this for me, and part of what I love about being a business owner, is this constant tweak and refine, see somebody else's shortcut, learn somebody else's hack. I'm like, yep, tried that one. Didn't work for me. Ooh, that's an interesting way to look at this. I wonder if I could take that, mix it with this idea. And really, like, the more that you know yourself, the more that you know your own habits, the more that you can really, like, build a toolkit that truly, like, by default, sets you up for success. I have created so many shortcuts, so many templates, so many frameworks that I can rely on, because I know that for me, the less I need to tax my brain with mundane, repeatable tasks, the more focus I can have on the things that I really want to focus on. So I really like to think about the fact that our brain only has so much energy. We only have so much focus time in the run of a day. And I do know that for many of us, it's not the same. And it's also, particularly for us as women, it's going to ebb and flow through the month. So I thought, you know what? Why not just share with you guys some of the things that are really working for me, some of the things that I've really just learned over the last few years that I've just keep coming back to. And I know everybody's going to be like, download this piece of software or this app saves the game for me. And I'll be like, we don't need any of it. So many of these things you don't need a special app for. They're free. You can literally just use whatever you've got. So when I tell you to do some of these things, I'll be like, hey, this could be pen and paper. This could be a Google Doc. This could be the notes app on your phone. If you're a voice notes kind of person, that's another great way to do this. So don't feel like you have to have anybody's secret weapon when it comes to a specific app or shortcut. Because for me, having like been around long enough that like I grew up in an age where the internet didn't exist. It's so crazy to me that there was a time, like there used to be a day, and I remember these days, when there was no iPhone, when there was no Samsung Galaxy, the Google Pixel wasn't even a thing, long before AI. Heck, we even existed before Google was even part of our vocabulary. So for those of you guys that are like, we remember what it was like to work with a pen and a paper, don't ever hesitate to just use that in any one of these instances. And the first thing that I will just say, this isn't even actually part of my top 10 productivity tips, but it could be like bonus tip, or it's like the prerequisite for understanding productivity, is that multitasking isn't a thing. Multitasking is actually a concept that was created by the computer engineers because they can create processors within a computer that can perform multiple tasks at once. But even then, it's actually one system running at the same time that a second system is running at. So multitasking isn't a thing. So if you have ever kind of beat yourself up because you're not good at multitasking, I want you to know that that is just a Control-Alt-Delete. That concept doesn't even actually exist. So I'm not even going to talk to you about like how to become a Betty multitasker, because I'm like, just don't multitask. Instead, break down the tasks into smaller pieces and then just take it one step at a time. So let's jump in to these 10 productivity hacks. And I'm not going to put them in any particular order, but I will say, like, come back and just take heaps of notes anytime you're feeling overwhelmed, anytime you're approaching a new project. So if you are launching a flower school, if you are launching an online course, if you are expanding your team, if you're launching a brand new service in your business, if you are building your, like doing a complete revamp on your branding, if you're launching a podcast, a YouTube channel, like I have used these tools in so many different ways in my business. And it's also super helpful if you decide to move halfway around the world, or if you're renovating a house, or you're thinking about getting a dog, or you're getting married, or the kids are moving out of the house. Like you can apply any one of these tools in so many different areas of your life. So be experimental with how you approach this, but also just know these are not in any particular order. So this was just literally the order that I noticed that I tend to rely on some of these things. And some of them have been longtime favorites for a very, very, very long time. But particularly this first one, I've really been coming back to. It's something I've got out of the habit of last year, but I'm really coming back into it this year. And that is batching your work. And I know a few weeks ago, I released a podcast episode about time blocking, but this kind of takes that concept, but it makes it very, very functional. So this idea of dedicating specific blocks of time to similar tasks. So it might be that you dedicate specific time to batching your Instagram content, or you take a chunk of time and you batch your bookkeeping, or you batch your SEO work or your blogging work. You batch your interview process if you're hiring people. But this idea of actually, instead of just doing one Instagram post, do three or do six. Because I find it takes so much, there's like that hurdle that you have to overcome at the very beginning. It's like if the project takes X amount of energy, you expend so much of that energy just in the first 10 to 20% of doing the task. So once you've kind of gotten into the habit, into the routine, it's so much easier to produce 10, 12, 14 of them through the process. And you'll know this from a design point of view too. It's like, it's so much easier to produce six bouquets of a dozen red roses than it is to produce six times one bouquet of a dozen red roses. So you can do this from a design point of view. You can do this from a marketing and social media point of view. You can do this with your wedding inquiries. You can do this with hiring. You can do this with your food prep. You can do this with house cleaning. But the idea of, instead of taking out your task and being like, hey, I'm going to produce one Instagram post on Monday, one on Wednesday, one on Friday, you're going to sit down and in 2/3 of that total time. So if you had allocated, let's say, half an hour to do one post on Monday, one on Wednesday, and one on Friday, for that total of 90 minutes, it probably will actually only take you 1 hour of batch time to produce those three Instagram posts. So this is something that does take more pre-planning, which is the part where I tend to fall down because I just want to get into the doing. So I'll be like, oh, I'll just quickly whip this thing together. But I also know that the output is so much better and I feel so much more in control of my business when I sit down and I make a plan to actually batch my work. So the important thing here is to like put like and similar tasks together. So it could even be that you decide to batch your work and it's just simply, I'm going to take 30 minutes and I'm going to go through as many emails as I possibly can. Or I'm going to take 30 minutes and I'm going to produce three Instagram posts. Like you get to decide what that framework is. You get to decide how long that window is. But finding a way that works for you in terms of batching is super helpful. The second tool, and this one is one that I actually learned really early on in my advertising agency days. So if you've ever worked in photography production, advertising, film production, website production, you'll know what I'm talking about. But production schedules and work back schedules. So I got asked a few weeks ago about why I suggest that when we put a production schedule together or a work back schedule together, that you actually do it backwards. And it got me thinking, realizing that was just something I was taught at like 19 when I had my first internship. I never questioned it. I just knew that's how the agency did it. So I was like, isn't this just how it's done? But the thing I've noticed now, like 20 years later, I'm like, oh, no, it's really helpful to actually start with the end in mind and work backwards, because you'll start to notice all the different steps in the process that you wouldn't necessarily pay attention to if you were looking at it from where you are now to forward. But if you did something like you want to revamp your website, you'd actually start at the end. So you'd start at the day that your website goes live, and then you'd start to think through what are the steps that need to happen in reverse order. So this is a really helpful tool if you're planning for Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, if you've got a big workshop coming up, if you're going into a big launch, if you're opening a shop, moving a shop, but go to like the end date and then actually work backwards. I find for me, it just requires my brain to pay attention to every single step in the process, because most often we're not going to have complete clarity on the exact how. We're not going to know exactly how we're going to take on this next goal or this next challenge, but you can really start to paint a picture of the gaps to be filled in when you start with the end in mind and then work backwards. So this is something that I just do in a Google Doc. It isn't anything fancy and it doesn't even need to be perfect. So you can just start with the end and then give yourself time to think through the specific steps. And if there's any key milestones in there that you know you have to meet, if you're doing any specific partnerships or if there's any like deadlines that you already know about, put those in there. But also give yourself a bit of an estimate in terms of how much time you want to allocate to every task. So this is something you can also apply on a weekly basis in your business, because if you're doing, let's say, a wedding this coming weekend, you can decide, because you're actually going to work backwards from the end of the wedding or from when your task is complete. So you could take this as far as saying, when are you going to follow up with your client for photos and their feedback or their testimonial? And then you're going to think back, okay, well, I know that their wedding is happening on Saturday, but I also know I need to clean up my studio. I need to do takedown. I'll need to do disposal of all the product, clean the vases, clean the candles, you know, tidy up the studio, do all of the things. So you could actually start with that because that's the end of your project. So start with that, and then you're going to work backwards. And you're going to give yourself a very clear schedule starting with the end and then working towards today. This is where I started to really pay attention to the fact that the things that we leave to the last minute are often the things that we've completely forgotten about. So when I started to really pay attention to how we function in really stressful windows of Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, then I started to realize, oh, one thing I could do that would be really helpful is decide what I'm going to have for dinner on those, like literally the day after Mother's Day, probably 2 days after Mother's Day, the night of Mother's Day, the night before Mother's Day, and all the nights that you know you're kind of putting in the hard yards to prep for that amazing craziness that happens. But this concept of creating yourself a work back schedule is just so helpful. Related to that, but actually a totally different tool, is a process checklist. This is one of those things that really helps take so much of the brain power away, particularly if you're working with a team or if you're working on your own and you're taking on more work than you know one person should be doing. Not that I'm speaking from personal experience, but I might be. But I can so vividly remember how helpful it started to become when we used to have a clipboard, old school clipboard, and we would actually print out our checklist so that before the van actually drives out of your driveway, you and your team can review everything that needs to be in the van for the wedding setup. So this is something that we will actually include in our run sheet for our team, for ourselves, if we're doing weddings and workshops or anything on site. But it just really gives you that peace of mind that when you're in the stress, when you're in the anxiety of putting everything in the van and you're like, oh, I really hope we have everything, taking that time ahead of time, so not on the day of, but more likely 2 weeks or more ahead of time, you'll have everything, have already thought it through in terms of what it is that you wanted to have in the van and those little extras that you may not remember at the minute, particularly if you've gotten into doing things like making all your personals out of dried materials and then you put them in the cupboard. It's really helpful to put on your checklist that you need to remember to take those buttonholes out of the cupboard and put them in the van. So a process checklist is super helpful. It's got to be one of those really, really, really helpful tools to really take the mental drain, the fatigue away from having to think about everything in the moment. Number four, and this one I truly just made up myself, but it's been something that's been so helpful. And this is one of those things that you can really apply to so many different areas of your business and your life. Because if you're anything like me and you kind of just want to get into the project, you just want to get started, one of the things I've really started to do in the last couple of years is actually intentionally make time. So the very, very, very first step of any big project for me is the task of simply writing down every single question that I have. So I decided that this is just going to be step number one. So if you are moving house, launching a new website, moving your shop, growing your team, launching workshops, launching a flower school, launching an online course, launching a YouTube channel, like whatever it is you want to do next in your business, decide that the very first step, it's not research, it's not trying to figure out the how, it's simply taking the time to write down every single question that you have. And I will say, set a timer, use the Pomodoro for 25 minutes, because you're going to want to write down the first few questions that come to mind, and then you're going to immediately want to jump on your computer and start Googling things so that you can find the answer to those questions. But this process of having the discipline of taking all 25 minutes to write down every single question that you could possibly think of. And the value of this is really showing you, okay, this is going to become your roadmap for how to manage this project, because the second thing you're going to do is just start to put all those questions into like groups, because you'll start to notice that there are specific categories or themes that come up in those questions. But the other thing is really making sure you don't immediately jump online and start to answer the questions. That's the part that, like, just allow that urge to pass through you and be like, okay, I know I want to like have some progress. I want to feel accomplished, but that is just not the task right now. So anytime you're navigating a new project, something big in your business or in your life, that has been so incredibly helpful. Number 5, this is probably one of my favorites and nobody will be surprised by this, but copy and paste templates. I have so many templates that I use in my business and it saves me so much brain power. Like, yeah, they're time savers, but for me, it's just really coming down to like, I want to conserve my energy and my creative energy for the times in my business when it really needs it. So creating templates for super common documents or communication maybe that you have with your clients or your staff members, your freelancers. So it's everything from how to take an order over the phone, how to respond when a new client inquires for a wedding, how to respond when somebody submits the application form for working with you in your business. It might be thank you notes to partners and people that you're networking with, but it's so helpful to just continue to build your own template library. And this can be everything from the descriptions that you put on your invoices, email responses, the scripts for answering the phone, Instagram captions, or creating a set wholesale order. And one of these things is we didn't have any, zero templates in our business. Zero. So you can literally just take this one step at a time. And one of the things I really love to do is think, okay, I've gotten this email request before. What did I say last time? Could I just take that? Could I use my last response as the template that I start with? So don't allow this to be complicated and don't allow this to be something where you get stuck in overthinking or thinking it needs to be perfect, but instead focusing on the fact that it's like, okay, I'm going to figure out what to say in this first instance. This one is going to be my template, and then we're going to continue to come back to it and refine and tweak every single time out. I found this also incredibly helpful when I was going through that phase of I need to stop overspending on my weekly orders at the wholesalers. So that instead of feeling like I need to reinvent the wheel every single time out, I just created for myself a very simple framework so that it did become truly copy and paste. And I can be like, oh, okay, well, last week we ordered this in peach. This week we're going to order it in pink. That's how exciting my world became, but so helpful so that it wasn't really like spending so much time and energy on things that it just felt like a total drain. Number 6. And this is truly one of those, when you feel yourself rushing to hurry up and get things done, this is so helpful. Prioritization. And it might feel incredibly unsexy, but this is the thing that differentiates the truly successful business owners from the people who are just truly getting caught up in the to-do list and trying to focus on hyper productivity. But slowing down for a minute, and probably more like 5 minutes, and looking at your to-do list or creating a system for yourself where you can actively prioritize the actions you need to take in your business. And one of the kind of prioritization strategies, I don't even know if that's a thing, but from my very last advertising job that I had, and I learned so much at that agency that I still use in my business today, because they had such an incredible way of truly balancing structure and systems with creativity. And the quality of the work that came out of that agency was like truly world class. And I was like, these fellas had some shit figured out. So I was like, let's go back and adopt so many of their ideas. So one of the ideas that they had was that they would assign every single project that we had, every single creative brief that we would write, we had to assign it either 1-star, 2-star, or 3 stars. depending on how many stars it was assigned, it would go through a slightly different review process. So if it was 3 stars, that meant that the actual like CEO, like the true chiefs of the agency had to be involved in the process. If it was 1 star, it could be something that was just managed truly by the day-to-day team. But that notion of looking at the different projects, looking at the different tasks on your to-do list, and just assigning them 1-star, 2-star, and 3-star. Because not all tasks on your to-do list are created equal. But taking that minute to just simply assign, okay, what are the most important needle-moving, world-altering tasks on my to-do list? And then you can do those things first. So that even if on your worst day, if things totally fall off the rails and you get completely distracted, or some other new opportunity comes along, you'd be like, you know what? This is now the most important task on my to-do list, so this is where I'm going to focus my time and energy first. So the act of prioritization is one of those things that does take discipline. And it takes that I need to check in with myself to make sure that I'm not going to just react and try and hurry up and get the easy things done and only focus on the easy things. But it's really about going, okay, there are going to be some 3-star things on your to-do list. Do those first. Number 7, questionnaires, online forms. Google Forms is one of those resources, one of those free tools that I think is completely overlooked and missed as a resource for us as business owners. So it can be your wedding inquiry form, your workshop sign-up form, it might be freelancers' application forms, it might be your online design Q&A or the pre-form that you fill out before your wedding consultation, wedding event planning and logistics, workshop details, workshop registration details, workshop food preference details, gathering client feedback, client testimonials. Google Forms can look so professional, and there is so much value in being able to systematize so that you're not like having to gather this information manually every single time out. Number 8, your brand board. And I talked about this last week on that podcast episode. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I'm not going to dwell on that topic right now, but go back and listen to last week's episode, because your brand board gets to be a tool that will help you simplify decision making. It's still something that I use today. Number 9, and this is something that's new to me, and it's not actually new, but my mindset around it is very new, because I was very good, and I am still very good, and I'm trying to unlearn and relearn a new approach to weekly progress tracking. But you guys know that I'm a huge fan of tracking your data, because your data is going to show you what's working in your business and then what needs improvement. But what we can be very good at, and what I know I am like the queen of this, is using my data to beat myself up, to show myself where things aren't working. I'm not good enough. I'm never going to be able to make this work. But instead, and I'm going to record a podcast episode about this in the coming weeks, because this new approach to managing my progress has been game changing. Because what you get to do is truly manage your progress. So you get to compare where you are in your business this week to where you were last week or where you were 2 weeks ago. Not compare yourself to your goal and look at how far away you are. And the other thing in your weekly progress tracking is don't just focus on the data, but focus on tracking your actions. So this is like make your to-do list and then start checking things off and look at your progress. So I'm going to go into way more detail on this and how to do this, but looking at the progress and celebrating your actions and the progress that you are making every single week, and not allowing yourself to compare, not allowing your brain to compare or dwell on the giant gaping hole between where you are now and your next goal. It's been so helpful to truly be like, hey, I've just accomplished all of this over the last 7 days. This is so fun. And then number 10, and this is one of those things that I am just completely, absolutely obsessed with, and that is the Pomodoro timer. And if you combine the Pomodoro timer with music, you will astound yourself. I mean, truly astound yourself on what you can accomplish in one sitting session, one work session, one sprint in your business. So the Pomodoro timer is a timer, and you can find apps for it online. You can download free apps on your phone. or you can jump on Amazon and buy something that's really cute. But I just use the free version, and I use the one that's online, and it just sets a timer for 25 minutes, and then it gives you a 5-minute break. And in that 5-minute break, you are not going to be on your phone. You're not going to be on your computer. Sometimes it's okay to literally sit there and stare out the window. But if you combine the Pomodoro timer with music, like, whoa, just whoa, my friends, try it out. It truly is one of those things. Like, I've probably been using it now for at least a decade. And I went through a phase where I stopped using it. And now in the last few months, I've become completely re-obsessed with it again. And it's just, it's been one of those things that's brought me so much freedom. Because I just decide ahead of time through the prioritization practice, deciding ahead of time, okay, what's the most important thing I need to work on in the next 25 minutes? And then I just work on it. And almost always, you get way more accomplished than you ever thought possible. And then all of a sudden, the Pomodoro timer is done and you have literally a 5-minute recess. It's such an amazing way to work. So I also will do this if we're doing wedding reception installations, or if you're setting up for a workshop. Like, don't feel like this is only an at the desk thing, but that whole work for 25 minutes and then take a 5-minute break. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Okay. So as I said before, don't feel like you have to like go, what is it? Balls to the wall on all 10 of these things right now. Pick one that feels like it really resonates with you, and then come back, try another one, add another one, add another one, add another one, and find your own spin on it, make your own ceremony around it, really enjoy this process, because there are so many amazing ways that we can really balance the whole creativity, logic thing in our business, left brain, right brain, but these productivity hacks are some of my absolute favorites. Okay, my friends, I hope that's been helpful. As always, please remember to drive safe, drink your water, eat your vegetables, and get some sleep. And I will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.